NATO Secretary General George Robertson has announced he is stepping down in December despite pressure to stay on in his job for another year. In a statement, Mr. Robertson says several governments have asked him to continue for an optional fifth year, but he believes 4 years is the right term in what he called a demanding and onerous job. Observers say the move comes as a surprise. Mr. Robertson received praise for a number of achievements. He is the only NATO chief ever to have invoked the alliance's mutual defense clause, a move he took after the September 11th attacks on the United States. He also negotiated last year's Prague summit agreement to admit 7 more countries from Central and Eastern Europe and to modernize NATO's aging armed forces. On another front, he maintained NATO's peacekeeping missions in Bosnia and Kosovo and helped negotiate an end to a crisis in Macedonia, a dispute that regional experts say could have sparked a new Balkan war. Despite these successes, officials say, there have been growing tensions within the alliance in recent months over Iraq. The United States and Britain have been stepping up their preparations for a possible military action, while France, Germany, Turkey, and other European allies are opposed. A NATO official says there is no obvious successor to Mr. Robertson. Diplomats say there was speculation that Polish President Aleksander Kwaśniewski could be a candidate. However, his presidential term does not expire until the end of 2005. Douglas Baxton for VOA News, Luxembourg.